Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Astaccio's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2017 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet via webcast, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.astaccioparticipasoys.com.br/ir, and EngageX platform, together with the respective presentation and the earnings release. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star then zero. This conference call contains forward-looking statements that are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of new information. I will now turn the conference call over to Mr. Pedro Thomson, CEO and Investor Relations Officer. Mr. Thomson, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our conference call to discuss our results for the first quarter of 2017. With me here today are Leonardo Moreto, our CFO, and Flávio Oliveira, head of our IR department.
Just to remind you all that we'll be a Q&A session as soon as the presentation is over. Let us go straight to slide two, where I would like to emphasize once again the company's strategic guidelines as of the second half of 2016 regarding transparency. Transparency is not just a guideline, but a true pillar where all of our processes are submitted. As the second quarter of 2016, we have been disclosing information based on high governance standards, student base and ticket recovery. Since last semester, we adopted measures to attract a more sustainable student base, taking the best advantage for the net present value per student in order to increase every ticket and ensure students' continuity. Control of costs. A series of measures adopted as of the end of 2016 enabled the company to dilute costs, particularly related to personal, marketing, and general and administrative expenses. Cash generation. The full revision of the company's collection improved status EBITDA to cash conversion ratio, also enabling a gradual reaction in the average receivable days. Therefore, I can say that Estácio entered 2017 focused exclusively on execution. And the first results can be not noticed on slide three of our presentation. In spite of the economic downturn that affected the student enrollment and reduced FIES revenue, our net operation revenue increased by 3.8% to 819 million in first quarter of 2017, accompanied by EBITDA growth of 9% over the first quarter of last year to 214.8 million. It is clear on this table that in addition to the impacts of the first quarter of 2017 revenue, EBITDA was also influenced by the improved management of faculty costs, which through some initiatives implemented in the first quarter of this year fell by 5.8% over the first quarter of last year, leading to a margin gain of 3.8 percentage points. Excluding the effects of 2% retention of net revenue from FIES contracts pursuant to Executive Decree 741, MP 741, and the non-recurring effects from expenses with ongoing M&A transactions, first quarter comparable EBITDA totalized 223.4 million, 13.3% up on the first quarter of last year. Therefore, the comparable EBITDA margin came to 27.2% in the first quarter of this year, 2.3 percentage points, up on the first quarter of last year, despite the increased default and the creation of provisions for the installment payment program, PAR. I will now turn the floor over to our IR to present with more details the performance of our student base and tickets.
Good morning, everyone. I will now present slide 4. At the end of the first quarter, we had a total of 561,000 students, 5.3% less than last year, essentially due to the 10.5% decrease in the on-campus student base, which was partially offset by the 8.2% increase in the distance learning student base. Of the 383,000 on-campus days, 305,000 are undergraduate students, 10.6% less than last year, due to the 26.6% increase in the number of graduates and the 21.4% reduction in the number of new students, due to the adoption of a new intake strategy which reduced discounts and scholarships. Focusing on the increase of average tickets per student. Additionally, the renewal rate also decreased by 6.7 percentage points, essentially due to more restrictive re-enrollment discount criteria and debt renegotiation. It is worth noting that both the reduction in the number of new students and the decline in the renewal rate were influenced by the decrease in the FIES student base, which fell by 19.7%. Nevertheless, the net revenue growth emphasized our strategies and advantages in growing without depending on FIES. In the distance learning segment, the 8.2% increase to 177,000 students refer to the upturn of 1.8% in the undergraduate student base and 34.2% in the graduate student base, largely due to partnerships in the student intake process. Still in this slide, I will talk a bit more about enrollments, which fell by 13.2% in this quarter compared to last year, essentially due to the 21.4% decrease in the number of new on-campus students due to the change in the intake strategy, focusing mainly on the ticket growth and students who comply with their payment obligations. It is worth noting, however, that in addition to the higher average tickets, the dropout of students enrolled in this quarter is lower than in previous quarters, when enrollment was strongly influenced by discount campaign. Therefore, our estimates regarding students enrolled in the last intake cycle show that this student's net present value is substantially higher than that of students enrolled in previous cycles. We are already reaping some benefits from this strategy. For example, the dropout of freshman students until April up to this moment has decreased by 23.7% when compared to the same period last year. We remain focusing our new strategy and on the intake restructuring process through our sales force, increasing the number of sales advisors and implementing a more aggressive variable compensation program to foster the attainment of the sales goals, which are now based on the average ticket rather than just a student intake. Simplifying and streamlining the granting of scholarships and discounts in order to increase the average ticket. We had a significant reduction in discount campaigns, establishing a minimum payment of 59 reais to conclude the enrollment process. A regionalization of campaigns and reduced institutional appeal. Besides the new installment payment program, We now move to slide number 5, and we focus on the status offer, the new installment payment program PAR, Parcelamento Estácio, which began on the first quarter this year. Of the 92,000 students newly enrolled in on-campus courses, 6,800 students have enrolled using our installment payment program, which makes it possible for the students to pay half of the tuition while studying and the other half after graduating. The amount of installments is progressive, starting with the payment of 30% of the tuition in the first two semesters, 40% in the third, 50% in the fourth, and 60% as of the fifth semester. The gross revenue received in cash from students with PAR amounted to 5.4 million reais in the first quarter, while the total amount should be paid in installments was 15.1 million reais. The efforts to offer the product were focused on the regions and on the courses with the greater FIES demand, excluding ticket premium courses. On the next slide, we talk about distance learning and on-campus average tickets. Beginning with the on-campus segment, tickets increased by 17.2% over the same period last year. Analyzing the on-campus undergraduate segment only, we see an increase of 16.8%, results in line with the company's new focus, which now prioritizes base quality rather than just growth, creating a new pricing strategy. The on-campus graduate segment increased by 8.9% in line with inflation. The distance learning average ticket increased by 13.6% over the same period last year, also due to the changes mainly with regard to the relationship with partner centers and the management of their. Average tickets increased by 13.8% and 13.9% in the undergraduate and graduate segments, respectively. Estácio is already reaping some benefits from this strategy. One I can mention, for example, is the intake average ticket, which increased by 30% this quarter when compared to last year, directly affecting the net operating revenue of the period. Thus, our estimates concerning the students on this last cycle of intake indicate that the net present value of these students moved forward being significantly higher than the previous cycle. From this better quality base, we assure a higher net revenue from intakes as well as a more sustainable dropout and PDA indicators for the upcoming periods. I will now turn the floor over to our CFO, Leonardo Moretti, who will talk about our financial performance.
Thank you very much, Flavia. Good morning, everyone. On slide 7, I will present net revenue figures. As we can see in the bridge presented, first quarter net revenue came to 819 million reais, 3.8% up compared to Q1 last year, especially due to the 152.5 million increase in XUS revenue from monthly tuitions, which represented an increase of 50.1% over Q1 16. Due to the rising ticket in this period. The 48.4 million reduction in CS revenue from monthly tuitions, 1% less than in Q1 last year, due to the CS-based reduction. The 5.5 million reduction in Pronatec revenue, due to the graduation of the last students in this segment. the 7.5 million reais reduction in the other revenue, chiefly due to the end of the Rio 2016 project, referring to the training offered by Estácio to the volunteers of the Rio 2016 Olympic Games, which generated the quarterly revenue of approximately 8.3 million in Q1 16. It was noting that there was a corresponding entry on the expenses with institutional events, so that the effect in terms of operating results, EBITDA, was null, impacting the period's margin only. This 46.4 million increase in the scholarship and discounts line due to our change in the company's pricing strategy. The 2% retention of net revenue from FIES contracts pursuant to the Executive Decree 741 as of the second semester of 2016, which had an impact of approximately 6.8 million reais in Q1 this year. It is also worth knowing that in the first quarter, approximately 7 million reais was registered under cross revenue deductions due to the adjustment to present value of receivables from Estácio's installment payments programs. Moving to slide 8, I will talk a little bit about operating costs. Cash costs represented 48.8% of net operating revenues in this quarter, a 3.8 percentage point margin gain compared with 52.6% in 2016, essentially in the personal line, which showed the first results of Estácio's restructuring of faculty cost management. In this sense, I can highlight the following measures. We tried our best to use the maximum possible number of modules online, up to the allowed limit of 20% of the on-campus course. We increased the number of students in distance learning classes, using resources such as live webcasts in specific modules. We now offer direct study classes in the distance learning segment. We also offer online term paper modules, and we offer earlier classes in night courses, which reduced by 50% the additional night shift premium. With regard to textbooks materials, Estácio now produces its own content and has reduced the printing costs by offering the material online. These simple measures brought significant results to the company's Q1 17, and we hope this trend continues in the coming results. Jumping to slide 9, we present our operating expenses. Selling expenses accounted for a reduction of 2.5 percentage points in the margin, essentially due to the increase of 2.3 percentage points in PDA over Q1 last year and the beginning of our installment payment program, STAR provisioning. First quarter PDA performance was due to the increased default in second half of last year. Marketing expenses accounted for a reduction of 0.3 percentage points in the margin over Q1 last year. Last quarter, general and administrative expenses represented 12.2% of net operating revenue, a 0.4 percentage point decrease over Q1 last year, chiefly due to the 0.5 percentage point margin decline in the personal expenses line as a result of a higher bonus provisioning this quarter compared to the same period last year. On slide 10, we see the first quarter net income totaled 121.8 million reais, 4.8% down compared to the last year. primarily due to the increase in the financial results, 19.9 million reais, and higher depreciation and amortization, 4.4 million reais, partially offset by the 17.7 million reais increase in EBITDA. The financial results recorded negative impacts in the following lines mainly. One, revenue from the restatement of FIES account receivable, which fell by 8.4 million reais due to the decrease in FIES accounts receivable from 2015, following the payment of the first installment in the middle of last year. Second, investment income, which dropped by 7.2 million reais due to the 95.8 million reais decrease in cash and cash equivalent over same period last year. And third, interest and financial charge expenses, which climbed by 8.7 million, mainly due to the 227.8 million reais increase in loans and financial over Q1 16. Now on slide 11, we present average receivables days. We continue to focus on improving our collection campaign and the student's debt renegotiation policies, the result of which has already become apparent in the performance of average non-FIES receivables days, which improved by 10 days in comparison with same period last year. First quarter accounts receivable fell essentially due to the downturn in FIES accounts receivables and in student monthly tuition. Slide 12. In the first table, we see the information on our capitalization cash. Cash and cash equivalents totaled 458.1 million reais on 31st of March of this year, conservatively invested in fixed income instruments pegged by the CDI interbank rate, government bonds, and certificate of deposits with top-tier Brazilian banks. The bank debt of around 1 billion reais correspond mainly to, one, the company's debenture issues, second series of 300 million reais, third series of 187 million reais, and fourth series of 100 million reais. Second, the loan from the IFC, first installments of 48.5 million, and second of around 20 million. Third, the issue of company promissory notes totaling 300 million reais. And fourth, the capitalization of equipment lease expenses in compliance with law 11,638. The 227.8 million reais increase in the loans and financing line over Q1 last year refers mainly to the issue of 300 million reais in promissory notes in November last year and 100 million reais in debentures, the first issue, in December. The objective of these operations was to recover the cash spent on the settlement of the first debenture issue totaling approximately 214 million reais, and the payment of extraordinary dividends in November and December last year, totaling 420 million reais. Including the commitments of future payments related to acquisitions made, which totaled 115.3 million reais, as well as tax payable in installments totaling 15.2 million reais, Estácio's gross debt came to 1.170 billion reais at the end of last quarter, resulting in net debt of 713.5 million reais. Also, on this slide, we show first quarter CapEx, capital expenditure. We invested 26.3 million, 20.3% down to the same period last year, chiefly due to the scheduling of maintenance investments, which totaled 13 million reais, 3.4 million less than Q1 last year, when the company anticipated investments mainly allocated to upgrading systems, equipment, libraries, and laboratories in the units. Additionally, there were no investment integration projects last quarter, given that there were no acquisition in the past 12 months. On the next slide, 13, we present our cash flow. Our operating cash flow was positive by 62.3 million reais, a substantial improvement over the same period last year, especially when analyzing the EBITDA to operating cash flow conversion rate ratio, which stood at 34.1% in Q1 this year. I will now turn the floor back over our CEO, Pedro Thompson, for his closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Moretto. Concluding our presentation, moving to slide 14, I would like to go over what we see for the company in our schedule focused 100% on performance. First one, sustainable base of students as a result from a consistent turnover, evasion, and non-payment. Second one, focus on costs and expenses, especially the costs with faculty and marketing. Third, generating cash is also the main goal of the key objectives of the company. Fourth, doing our work with a high level of governance. And the last, finally, always preserving our academic excellence and that we have achieved with outstanding outcomes. To conclude, I highlight some photos from our last leadership meeting held on April 18 and 19. The organizational environment is an invaluable treasure that we have, one we will never relinquish. We can move to the Q&A session now. Thank you all.
And thank you, sir. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touchtone phone. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. We do ask that you please pick up your handset before pressing the keys to ensure good sound quality. If any time your question has been addressed and you'd like to withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Again, that is star, then one to ask a question. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touchtone phone. Again, that is star, then one. Hey, it does look like we do have a question, and it comes from Marcelo Santos of JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Kaya, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to see if you could provide a regulatory update. So what are the most recent developments you have been seeing in FIES and your expectations for that, and also for distance learning?
Hi, Marcelo. Thank you for your question. We don't have any further updates of FIES 2.0 or any regulatory issue until now. We, due to the full schedule of that we campaign in political environment on Brazil, I do not expect anything in short term about that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Again, if you'd like to participate in today's Q&A, please press star, then one on a touchtone phone. Again, that is star, then one. Again, we will just pause momentarily. Hey, the next question we have will come from Ricardo Resende of HSBC.
Hello, good morning. I just want to have some more color on the first intake cycle with your own financing program, your strategy to attract students. If it was more of a push strategy or if you had demand from students for such financing. Thank you.
Can you repeat, please, your question?
sir. So you've got some more color on PAR and on the financing program on this intake cycle, on your strategy to market this product to students. If it was more a push strategy from you or students were actively looking for this financing program?
We are very proactive to offer this, but we are very concerned about not to cannibalize the premium student with this product. But we are very proactive in show this to our students.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Again, as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one. And actually, since there appear to be no further questions, I would now like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Pedro Thompson for his final remarks. Sir?
I would like to thank you all of you for taking part in our results conference call. Our investor relations department is always at your disposal to help you with any questions you may have. Our contact information is available in our website. We hope to see you again at our conference call next quarter. Once again, thank you very much and have a great day.
And thank you, sir, to yourself and to the rest of the management team for your time also today. This concludes Estácio's conference call. At this time, you may disconnect your lines. Thank you again, everyone, and have a great day.